H-alpha emission in local galaxies, star formation, time variability and the diffuse ionized gas, by Sandro Tekela et al. The nebular recombination line H-alpha is widely used as a star formation rate, SFR, indicator in the local and high redshift universe. We present a detailed H-alpha radiative transfer study of high-resolution isolated Milky Way and large Magellanic Cloud simulations that include radiative transfer, non-equilibrium thermochemistry, and dust evolution. We focus on the spatial morphology and temporal variability of the H-alpha emission, and its connection to the underlying gas and star formation properties. The H-alpha and H-beta radial and vertical surface brightness profiles are in excellent agreement with observations of nearby galaxies. We find that the fraction of H-alpha emission from collisional excitation amounts to FCOL approximately 5-10%, only weakly dependent on radius and vertical height, and that scattering boosts the H-alpha luminosity by approximately 40%. The dust correction via the Balmer decrement works well, intrinsic H-alpha emission recoverable within 25%, though the dust attenuation law depends on the amount of attenuation itself both on spatially resolved and integrated scales. Important for the understanding of the H-alpha SFR connection is the dust and helium absorption of ionizing radiation, Lyman continuum, LC, photons, which are about FABS approximately equals 28% and FHE approximately equals 9%, respectively. Together with an escape fraction of FESC approximately equals 6%, this reduces the available budget for hydrogen line emission by nearly half, FH approximately equals 57%. We discuss the impact of the diffuse ionized gas, showing, among other things, that the extraplanar H-alpha emission is powered by LC photons escaping the disk. Future applications of this framework to cosmological, zoom-in, simulations will assist in the interpretation of spectroscopy of high redshift galaxies with the upcoming James Webb Space Telescope. This was, H-alpha emission in local galaxies, star formation, time variability and the diffuse ionized gas, by Sandro Tekela et al.